The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge and Five. More best bets for the night in sports. And no, do not adjust your sets. Your boy literally just got out of the dentist chair, drove home, and I'm on. I never miss a show. Half of my face is numb. I may be the slightest bit high. I'm not sure. But you think I was going to miss today? Are you kidding me? Bringing the stars of the show. All right. Speculator. Oh. I almost want to throw a pick in today because my Japan pick last night was so good right here on the show. But alas, with Grace back, I'm just going to bow out. I'm going to bow out today. So, Specty, the floor is yours first.
All right, let's start it off. We're going to go Knicks plus 1.5 here. Our Sportsline AI has us at basically a pick'em at 112 apiece, but I like the Knicks defense against a struggling Miami offense that isn't as good with all the star players that they have. The Knicks have already beat them twice this year, each game by only 2 points, but the Knicks defense ranks really high in just about everything. They're 11th in opponent's points per game allowed, 3rd in opponent field goal percentage, and 5th in opponent three-point percentage. The Heat's offense on the other side, 30th in points per game, 27th in field goal percentage, and 28th in three-point percentage. The Heat's defense is also very good, so this is going to be a very close game, but I'm looking for the Knicks to do the sweep on the season here tonight.
All right, very good. I like the way that starts. Now, Grace, I know I can count on you for an NBA pick and perhaps a, let me check my notes, a legitimate pick in one of these 11 games over the next 3 days. Okay, Grace, you're up. Show EC how to do it, please.
Oh, yes. Let's do it. All right, I'm starting with Vandy UAB under 153. I posted this on the Sportsline site last night. I think it's since dropped to 152.5, so that's why you got to go subscribe. But I think people are going to come into this one. They see UAB's great record to the over, but it's a little bit deceiving. What's the context behind those overs? What are they normally set at? What kind of competition are they facing? So you want to dig a little deeper. And basically the last two seasons, UAB is 3-6 when the total is 153 or higher. They're 6-9 when the total is 150 or higher. I know that's a small sample size, but the reason this matters is because they play in a fast-paced conference, and they never get totals set this high. By the way, Vandy, 1-3 when the total is set this high in the last two seasons, and three of those games came against Bama. So I really just feel like the odds makers are kind of taking advantage of casuals who are just doing a quick Google search looking for these under-over records. But what happens when Vandy, an average-paced team, plays a fast-paced team like UAB? Historically, they finished nowhere near this total. So I went back and looked. Since 2019, when Jerry Stackhouse took over the program, Vandy has played 47 games against teams with an adjusted tempo of 70 or higher. That's like UAB. The average total of those games was 146. Nowhere near this. So it will be a higher scoring game. Two great offensive efficiency teams here, but this number's a bit of a stretch. Next one, I'm back with an NBA first half play. Got Denver Nuggets -4 at the Washington Wizards. No fancy numbers here, so this is more EC speed. This is a situational spot. Okay, I wasn't expecting you to laugh that hard. Jeez. Okay, let's go. The Wizards are in the second game of a back-to-back. Nuggets coming into this one on 2 days rest. Now, the reason I'm not taking the full spread here is because Nuggets leading the Western Conference, this could be one of those get in, get the win, get out type of games. We don't know if they let off the gas later on in the game. So I like the -4 in the first half, minus then the -8 for the entire game. Denver's the third best first half team in the NBA, as you might guess. Washington is nowhere near that. And it's also a system play. You want to fade tanking teams around the 55 game mark in the season when they're playing a playoff team. The reason is, I mean, obviously there's two different motivations there, and you want to especially fade the tanking team when they're at home because they're a little overvalued in that situation, and the system has a 57% win rate. So there you go. Nuggets minus four first half.
Jeff said context is everything in betting. Grace killing the game. Big Cheesy says, whatever you say, Grace. Grace is pure jet fuel. This is stuff. I can't even say fuel. Like literally, I'm like half my mace, you know. But you get my point. Easy. And by the way, Bradley Jacobs with your little shot at EC there. He says, Grace, I'm dead. LOL. That was a savage shot, Eddie.
It's all in love, EC. It's said with love.
No. We don't walk backwards on this show. You stand in your truth. Damn it. All right, now, I love those two plays. By the way, I was on the Magic last night over the Wizards. They pulled away late, won by 10, but I love them on the money line last night. I love the Nuggets tonight. Love that play. All right, now, EC, I put my personal feelings aside. I put half my face aside to allow you to all right, we've got to pick on every one of these damn games. All right.
Yep.
All right. By the way, this morning on the show, I gave an extra pick because that's what I do. The person that runs the show, right? Ryan Fox over Harris English. Did you watch and tail that?
I did.
Yeah. Fox is up two with two to play. You're welcome, America. All right. Now, EC, floor is yours, big boy.
Well, I just, Coach, I want to address what Grace just said. Despite that comment, you're still a keeper in my book. I just want to say that.
Thank you.
on to these college basketball games. We got a game starting in less than an hour. The CBI final between Eastern Kentucky and Charlotte over 133. That's what I'm playing today. Now, we remember my underline yesterday that was rudely pointed out at the beginning of the program. So we're going to go the other way. We're going to go with the over, and I'll tell you why. Eastern Kentucky has played in overtime, overtime, and double overtime in the last 3 days. Their legs have to be shot. You think they're going to try to play defense today? Absolutely not. But also, they're 12-3 over this number in their last 15. And in this tournament, in regulation, forget the overtimes, they've surrendered 74, 80, and 85. Now, I know that Charlotte is a very good defensive team, top 20 in the country. But Eastern Kentucky is on a roll offensively, and that is because of guard Devontae Blanton. The last 10 times that he's scored 20 or more points, the total has exceeded 136. He has 22, 32, and 24 thus far in the CBI. I think he scores 20 today. I don't have a pick on the game. I think Charlotte probably wins, but it goes over the total. I think it goes in the 140s. All right. We got two plays in the NIT. And I have to say, I've gotten some crap behind the scenes for this one. I'm taking UAB money line against Vanderbilt, and I'll tell you why. If you look at the net rankings, they have UAB at 57 and Vandy 81st. Like, not even close. Ken Pom has a differential 49 to 80. So, like, they realize that UAB is a legitimate team. Now, Grace gave great stats as to why the under is the play. But UAB straight up, they're 14-2 in their last 16, only losing to NIT semifinalist North Texas in double overtime and to FAU, who's in the Sweet 16 in the Conference USA Championship game. Vandy has won 12 of their last 14 since losing by 57 to Alabama. Sorry, any team that loses by 57, I don't care if they're at home or away, I'm not picking them. So yeah, we're going with UAB money line tonight. Then, now this one we saw in the morning show. The great counselor, Sian Ajad, took Utah Valley money line against Cincinnati. Well, I found a line that was Utah Valley minus 1.5 at even money. Well, so I'll roll with that. I think Utah Valley takes care of business at home against Cincinnati. They are one of the best against the spread teams in the country. They're, let's see, they're 23-9 and 8-3 at home. Now, Cincinnati's no slouch either. 23-11 against the spread, including 9-7 on the road. But with they're finally getting a home game, Utah Valley is. They went on the road. They beat New Mexico was their first game, and they beat Colorado in their second game, which I gave out on the show last week. I just have a feeling that Utah Valley, there's going to be a pumped crowd in Orem, Utah. Utah Valley gets it done by more than a basket tonight.
What if they won by one?
I'd be sick. I mean,
what
literally
if they won by one.
But see, so Coach, let me ask you something. Would you rather lose by 61 or one?
I tell you what, I've had some bad beats in this tournament. I'd probably say 61 because I could turn on another game. But you don't know you're going to lose the game when it's going on. So, but the one hurts. I mean, it hurts. It just does.
I will say that happened to me last week in the Vandy game, Vandy, Michigan. Vandy was losing by like 10. Oh, did you win that one?
I had Michigan money line. They lost.
Oh, see, I had Vandy minus 1.5.
Yeah, see, I just don't lose. So
what are you expecting?
Oh. I just don't lose. So.
Oh my God. By the way, for those of you that pay attention in the chat, we had two different ends of the spectrum today. My man M Squared was in the chat answering your questions. And then Bucket shows up. There's no soccer. So
isn't he supposed to be on vacation?
We thought so, Grace. We can't get rid of him. We cannot get rid of him. But yes, he's supposed to be on vacation. All right, AB, grab your paper, grab your pencils. Here's the recap. Oh, that looks glorious. EC's on UAB on the money line, minus 115. Utah Valley, only 1.5. The diabolical side of me wants to see a one-point win. Eastern Kentucky, Charlotte, over 133. Again, that game starts at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Do not get shut out. Then Specty, his usual one play a day, and it's usually a savage. Next, plus 1.5. The only reason they lost to Minnesota in their last game, because Minnesota shot like 85%. That was ridiculous. The Knicks are the play tonight. Then Amazing Grace is on UAB Vandy under 153.5. You heard her amazing breakdown for that. And also, Nuggets, first half, minus the 4. The Wizards will be tired, and they will be mailing it in for show. All right. It's all the damage we can do, but we'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. I'll figure out another way to make sure EC knows that, don't use my line, there are levels to this game. That's how you say it. Now, with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these N5 tickets straight to the pay window for my entire crew. Lomo, Amazing Grace, Specty, even EC, and my man AB always behind the scenes doing the work. I am the coach. Turn on your notifications. Don't get shut out of one single second of our amazing content here at the Early Edge, where sometimes, yes, just sometimes, we do it in 5. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.